From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California's nonpartisan legislative analyst says the state is expected to have a surprise one-time $26 billion windfall in the next budget year. Analyst Gabriel Pettick says the economic consequences of the coronavirus pandemic for the state have not been as severe as anticipated. While millions of people have lost work, most of them have been low-wage workers who earn less than $20 per hour. He said the people who earn more than $60 per hour and account for most of California's tax payments have been largely unaffected financially, with many continuing to work from home. The budget the lawmakers approved in June anticipated a 15% drop in tax collections because of the pandemic, but so far tax collections are actually 9% higher than last fiscal year, with the state bringing in $11 billion more than expected. The result is that one-time windfall Pettick estimates at $26 billion, but he said it could fluctuate between $12 billion and $40 billion, depending on what happens. He said the state's spending commitments will still outweigh its projected revenue going forward. That will result in a small operating deficit in the next budget that will grow to $17 billion by the year 2025. House Democrats have nominated Nancy Pelosi for two more years as Speaker. That puts her on track to be formally elected by the full House in January. But Pelosi would lead a smaller majority that's divided along ideological lines as it tries shepherding President-elect Joe Biden's agenda toward enactment. At a news conference after the vote, the San Francisco Democrat appeared to suggest that these would be her final 2 years in the Speaker's post. It was the Democrats' first virtual leadership election, as lawmakers were scattered around the country because of the coronavirus pandemic. Number two House Democratic Speaker Steny Hoyer and number three party leader Jim Clyburn were reelected to their positions as well. California has imposed new coronavirus restrictions on businesses in most of the state's counties after a surge of new cases. The new rules require retailers to limit customers to 25% capacity during the busy holiday shopping season, and it requires restaurants to halt indoor dining. But in Northern California's Yuba City yesterday, there was little evidence things had changed. Many restaurants were open with customers eating inside. Many said they followed the rules by wearing masks and keeping their distance from others, but they were not willing to stop visiting struggling local businesses. The mayor of Stockton, California, has conceded he lost re-election after receiving national attention for starting a universal basic income program. Mayor Michael Tubbs acknowledged his loss Tuesday to Republican Kevin Lincoln. The 30-year-old Tubbs was one of the youngest mayors of a big U.S. city and was Stockton's first black mayor. Tubbs started a privately funded program that gave 125 people $500 a month for 2 years to spend however they wanted. A Stockton-based political consultant says many of his ideas did not sit well with the city's blue-collar voters. Lincoln is a 40-year-old Republican who was in the Marines and says he wants to restore people's trust in government. You can find more news online at KALW.org or follow us at KALW on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide updates on the latest regional and national news throughout the day. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.